Renfrew County's chief paramedic is sounding the alarm about ambulance response times. Mike Nolan is talking about the response times, the availability of ambulances, and the pressure on their system. You think about how large Renfrew County is and how much service they need to provide and what would happen if they don't have the availability of paramedics and an ambulance to go to a call that is an emergency where it is the issue of life or death. Of course, it's an emergency when you're calling the paramedics, but is it a life or death situation? Mike Nolan is on the line right now. Thank you for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
What prompted you to put this out?
Well, we have a new council in Renfrew County, as most municipalities do, and we wanted to make sure that they understood the pressures that the paramedics were facing on a day-to-day basis, but also how things have changed in terms of our ability to serve their residents.
What are you seeing right now that is troubling you?
A number of different things. Number one is the call volume continues to increase, meaning more people are calling 911 with very significant emergencies. And while, you know, that's hard to quantify on a case-by-case basis, generally the people that are calling 911 are sicker and are having to wait longer for paramedics to arrive to initiate their care.
How long are they waiting?
Well, we've seen a shift over the last couple of years. Certainly through COVID, there's a number of changes that have happened within the system. So, for example, in 2020, our average response time in Renfrew County was about 9 minutes and 30 seconds for the paramedics to arrive. In 2022, we're now up over 11 minutes. And, you know, every one of those seconds, let alone those minutes, matters in terms of our response and our ability to be able to provide quality care.
What happens if somebody has a heart attack? What happens if somebody has a stroke? What happens if somebody could potentially die and we're looking at wait times like that?
Well, certainly every second and every minute matters, especially in cases of cardiac arrest. It's probably the easiest thing for listeners to understand it just by holding their breath, right? What does it mean when minutes tick by and it takes that long for paramedics to arrive with a high level of care? So what it can mean is that your injury to your heart or to your brain is worse because you have to wait longer to have an intervention by a paramedic that would otherwise reverse what's going on or be able to stabilize it in a way that we prevent bad things from continuing on longer than necessary.
Has that happened where a patient is in cardiac arrest and the ambulance is too far away? Have you heard of that happening recently?
Absolutely. It happens on an all too regular basis in communities across Canada. Certainly in our case, when we look at an increase of response time by a minute and a half at the average, that also means that there are outlier cases that are taking much, much longer for paramedics to arrive because we're down to one or two ambulances available for the entire county.
When you're down to one ambulance or two or three, just speak to me about the challenge of the geographic area. Let's say if that one ambulance is in Eganville.
Sure. So Renfrew County, just for your listeners, extends from Arnprior right up beyond Deep River into Head Claire Maria and almost to Mattawa. And then in the other direction, almost into Algonquin Park beyond Barry's Bay. So when we think about that geographic area, it can take an hour, hour and a half to drive in any direction. To be able to respond to someone. That's if the road conditions are good, if those paramedics are immediately available. And depending on the type of emergency, we may be deferring the paramedics from responding to it because we're at such a critical level of service.
What do you need to do to fix this? What would fix it?
I think it's a multifaceted problem. So there is not one solution. I brought forward some recommendations and some awareness to council and to committee that we're now at a point where we need to look at additional paramedic resources, but we also need to look at the way that we serve our communities. Historically, when someone called 911, they assumed that that meant that they were going to the hospital with the paramedics. There are new models of care coming out that allow the paramedics to provide you a very high level of care in your own home, may connect you with a doctor while they wait with you in your own home, get you a prescription, get you a referral to a specialist, and be able to keep you in your own home where a lot of people want to stay. While that's all about, you know, that individual. It has a systems impact by making those paramedics more available for the next emergency call, not getting tied up in offload delay, as your listeners, I'm sure, are well aware of in Ottawa, and some of the challenges associated with that. And it also means that those paramedics then also get to stay in their own community and be available for the next response.
When you factor in the age of the population in Renfrew, do you expect the wait times for an ambulance to get worse?
I do, from the perspective that with advanced age, the likelihood of you calling 911 goes up exponentially. So as people become 60, 70, 80, 90 years old, the likelihood that they're going to need paramedics increases. We have done a number of different strategies, including our community paramedic program, serving those people on the wait list for long-term care or people who are high users of the hospital or need to be returned home from hospital. But we're going to continue to do those strategies at the same time that our population's getting significantly older. Many of us have had to put our health concerns aside throughout the pandemic. And we also have a significant rise in issues related to mental health, which also drive our 911 responses and that data. So there's many factors that have created the reality that we're all living in, and that is that we're getting older. We are generally sicker than we were as we advance in age. Our likelihood of going to call 911 or need to go to the hospital continue to rise because we are sicker as a result. And people don't have the access to primary care or a family doctor that they once did to be able to better manage chronic disease and keep them from needing to call 911 or to go to the emergency department.
I know that you've stressed whenever we have these conversations that it's not just ambulance response time. That's not the only measurement or indicator of where we are. But I think it's a pretty good indicator of our system's health, and that our system is sick if somebody who could die is waiting this long for an ambulance.
I absolutely agree with you. And I think that if it's a health indicator of the system, as you say, Christy, I think it is a important one because it's measurable, number one. Number two, it talks about all of the different things that impact paramedic availability. So whether that's transferring care in a hospital and how long that takes. You know, we've seen over the last year, for example, it used to take us about 30 minutes to be able to transfer care to our partners in the hospital and then get back into service. We've seen from 2019 to 2022, almost a doubling of that. We're over 50 minutes for the paramedics to be able to transfer care. So that leaves less availability for response in the community. And the entire call used to take about 60 minutes. It was 61 minutes for us in 2019. This past year, it's taken an hour and a half to complete a single call. So when we think about that, it's not only an increase in volume related to age and acuity or how sick people are, it's also taking a significantly greater amount of time, whether that's transfer of care or simply infection control procedures and getting paramedics back on the road and ready for that next emergency call.
To be more precise, how many more paramedics do you need, and how many more vehicles, how many more ambulances do you need?
So the recommendation that we're having right now is to add one ambulance, which typically equates to about 14 paramedics to be able to staff that one ambulance, the same conversation that Ottawa and other paramedic services are having. What that will allow us to do is to be able to backstop the delays that are caused within the individual calls and the amount of offload delay. But more importantly, what it allows us to do is to make sure that the rural parts of Renfrew County continue to have adequate coverage so that we're no longer down to one, two, or three ambulances, that we have greater coverage, especially in the evening and the overnight period. We're seeing a significant demand during the day that then bleeds over into the night and into the evening hours, which puts us at a significantly critical level. We're working with our hospital partners to reduce the number of transfers, especially transfers to the city where we're more likely to be held up in offload delay, and allows us to keep our paramedics where they need to be, and that's in our communities, responding to emergencies and being able to support those people in those precious minutes and seconds that they rely upon us to respond in.
Thank you for joining us, Michael.
My pleasure. Thanks, Christy.
Chief paramedic for the County of Renfrew, that was Michael Nolan chatting with me about the ambulance response time. They need another vehicle. They need 14 more paramedics. In a worst case scenario, We could be talking about somebody who's in the midst of a heart attack, who needs life-saving critical care, who is waiting too long.